Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين گزشتہ خطبے میں
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم حضور says that in last Friday in the last Friday sermon with reference to the attribute of Allah Al-Hasib I mentioned one thing the condition of the believers that because of the strength of their belief in every trial in every difficulty whichever they have to face at the hand of the opponents They always announce, Hasbunallah, Allah is sufficient for us. And every difficulty which comes to them from the worldly people or any pressure upon them or any other sort of injustice that is adopted, that does not weaken their faith. And the second point I mentioned was that the prophets and the believers, the opponents of them, and their enemies and those who cause them injury, Allah Almighty is well sufficient to take account of those. He is Riul Hisab, He is very quick in reckoning. And that means that when He decides that the opponents and those people who are far advanced in their oppression, what treatment He has to give to them, is to be meted out to them, then He in this very life or in the life hereafter, he catches hold of every proud and arrogant and takes the account of that. Generally speaking, these people who are unjust, in this, if they escape, when they escape the wrath of Allah in this life, then he considers that as if he is doing right. And this thing, further increases him in his oppression and violation. And apparently while he is uttering the name of Allah, but Allah Almighty knows everything. He knows what is deep down into the heart of a person. So regarding these people, when Allah Almighty, when he issues the decree of the accountability, then it's a horrible consequence which they face. The explanation of that is one saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, very severe warning and admonition is there. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radhiyallahu ta'ala anha relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on the day of judgment, the one who is taken account, whose account is taken, then he is going to be punished. At that, Hazrat Aisha says that I said that Allah Almighty has not mentioned that فَصَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا, After that, a very easy account will be presented before him. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said that I am not talking of that account. The one which I am mentioning is what is mentioned in the Holy Quran here in this verse, that is simply something is presented. But the one who is investigated and interrogated minutely on the Day of Judgment, that is the severe punishment which is going to be very horrible. This is a great warning. Allah Almighty have mercy upon all the people. A mu'min, a believer, his distinction is that he always follows the path of righteousness. And the one who follows the path of righteousness, then he is the one who gets his share from the righteousness and the blessings of Allah. And the righteous people are those who have the fear of Allah in their hearts. They always keep an eye on their deeds and their actions, and the rights towards fellow beings and rights towards Allah, they always take care of that. And when this effort is being done, then for them, this attribute of Allah, Haseeb, how does it manifest? Regarding that, in one place, Allah Almighty says, He mentions, with reference to His attribute of Haseeb, He says, Allah Almighty says, وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ هَيْسُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. That Allah Almighty provides him the provision from such a way from which he cannot conceive. And the one who depends upon Allah, Allah Almighty is enough for him. Surely Allah, he completes his decision. Allah Almighty has got a plan to do everything. Before that, Allah Almighty mentions the verse before, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجَلَّهُ مَخْرَجَ يَجَلَّهُ مَخْرَجَ. That whosoever is righteous and have the fear of Allah Almighty, for him Allah Almighty always opens up some way or the other. For a person who is righteous, Allah Almighty provides him the necessary provision and opens up such ways for him which he cannot even imagine. A righteous person, for the provision and a pure provision, he depends upon Allah Almighty alone and none else. And when the true dependence is there, then Allah Almighty shows the manifestation of His being Haseeb and sufficient for the people. Here, this point should be always remembered, that the provision is not a limited word which should be only taken to the physical provision of the life, but it has got a very vast meaning. In the lexicon, different meanings have been mentioned there of all types. The physical provision, which is essential for the sustenance of life, that is the food, and other things like that. The wealth is also there, is included. And also the spiritual provision is also the meaning of this word. And the attainment of spirituality is also included in that. And also it includes the knowledge of the wealth of knowledge. Rather, all the human limbs and faculties, they are also included in that one. A righteous person, and the one who depends upon Allah Almighty and trusts in Allah, he is not only in need of this physical provision, but as a matter of fact, he is wishing to get every type of provision from Allah Almighty. According to the vast meaning of this risk, the provision, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has explained this subject very beautifully. And when he explains this subject and gives the examples of that, then how is it possible that any thing mentioned by this devoted follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he is giving the examples, how is it possible that it should be without the mentioning of his master. So when he is mentioning of the spiritual provision, then he gives the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says that the blessings of righteousness, there is the one is that Allah Almighty, He delivers the person from such trials, the muttaqi, the righteous person, which are stopping him or becomes hurdle for him for religious obligations and deeds. So all these obstacles which come in the way, Allah Almighty delivers him from all that. And similarly, Allah Almighty gives the muttaqi, the righteous person, the special type of provision. And here I am going to mention about the ma'arif, the deeper meanings of understanding. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, despite that he was not he was a lettered person who could read and write, but despite the fact that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this spiritual provision was given so much that he became dominant upon all types of people, knowledgeable, and the philosophers, and what not. And this was the example of the spiritual provision that was granted to him, which was unparalleled. In the form of the Holy Quran, the spiritual wealth which was given to him, and this message which descended upon him, there is no parallel of that. This is the challenge of the Holy Quran, that you cannot bring up even one chapter like that, whether it's a small chapter. This is such a provision, and this is such a wealth of spiritual and knowledge, of knowledge, which has been given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which has not only during the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it actually dumbfounded the people. Rather, till the end of the time, this is such a wonderful, wonderful book, and in which every new invention and every new branch of knowledge, everything has been mentioned, and the one who read it, all these doors are being get opened one by one, provided one has the eyes to ponder over these meanings and reflect upon that. The knowledge which was given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the provision that was given to him, out of that, there were certain things which have been mentioned in the Holy Quran. And at that time, the companions could not even think of those matters. So, regarding some of those things, Allah Almighty mentioned that at this time you don't understand that what are these intellectual provisions which are treasures which are being given to him, to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, regarding atom, the people, ordinary believers at that time, even the great scholars, great companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even they could not imagine about that. But Allah Almighty, the horrible destructions of atom, the knowledge of that was given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the name of that Allah Almighty has mentioned in the wording of Hotama. And he says, "Wama adraka mal Hotama," and how would you know what is this Hotama? Now this was the address was to the companions. And Allah Almighty said that this is such a thing which goes to the hearts of people. Then first of all, the hearts are affected by that, and then the rest of the body is affected. In Japan, in Nagasaki, they have got a museum there where the atom bomb was thrown. And at the time of its dropping, the condition of the people, that description has been given there. The person, wherever he was sitting, he kept sitting, and heart completely stopped, and he stayed in that position. And after the stopping of the heart, then the skin melted away, and while he was sitting or lying down or standing, in whatever condition it was, this is just one example which I mentioned, and so many other examples are there, and all these scientific inventions which are being done these days, Allah Almighty says that they actually prove the superiority of the Holy Quran. The status of the Holy Prophet and his intellectual and spiritual excellence, these things all prove that these things are the proof of all these. And those companions who got the spiritual benefit from the Holy Prophet and according to their own capabilities and capacities, they got this knowledge and perception, the treasures of that they achieved. Their conditions, their eyes were also after the search of these branches of knowledge. And some of them were such that the physical and the material wealth they just left to God Almighty. And they were just waiting when these spiritual treasures are going to be made available to us so that we can listen to those and we could enrich ourselves with these treasures. And one example out of them, of the companions, is of Hazrat Abu Huraira, who was always at the doorstep of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He used to be very hungry, but the provision of spirituality that he achieved. Now you see that these narrations of Hazrat Abu Huraira, they have reached us, and the blessing of that spiritual provision is continuing even today, and it will continue. And these were the companions, they got this knowledge and then spread it and relayed to us. Although the majority of the companions, they were also busy in their business, in their commerce and trade, but following the path of righteousness, the first and the greatest priority of them was this, that they should be following the commandments of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they should always say yes to each and every command. And they should be getting really benefit from this spiritual provision which Allah Almighty used to descend upon him, this treasure, step by step all the time. And there were many among them, those who used to do some jobs, and Allah Almighty used to bless that simple effort so much that they were given unlimited and countless blessings as a result of that. One companion says that once he asked the request of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he asked him to pray for him, for the blessing in my business. And after that, my business was so much blessed that if even I touch the dust, that would turn into gold. So when they followed the path of righteousness, and when they preferred religion over the worldly things, then the whole world became their slave. Many companions were such, those used to do certainly worldly jobs, but they were not obsessed by that. They were not just addicted to that one. And there were some companions that when they died, there were, gold worth billions that they left behind. So these were the people, actually, along with the spiritual provision, they also saw the blessings of the worldly provision to an unlimited scale. Hazrat Masih Maud says that the one who really becomes have the fear of Allah Almighty in the sight of Allah, and who becomes really pious and righteous in the sight of Allah Almighty, then Allah Almighty takes him out from all types of difficulties, and then he provides him the provision in such a way which cannot he even imagine. He doesn't know where it comes from. This is a true promise of Allah Almighty, and we have firm belief and faith that Allah Almighty always fulfills His promises. And He is most gracious, merciful, and noble. And who becomes a person who becomes Allah's, then Allah Almighty gives him the all the honor and becomes his protector and helper. And those who claim this piety, and on the other side they are always complaining with Allah Almighty, against Allah Almighty, that we are blessings are not being given. Whom should we take as a true person and whom should we deny? We cannot put any blame upon Allah Almighty. Allah inna Allah la yukhliful miyad. Allah Almighty does not break his promises at all. Allah Almighty doesn't go against his promises. We will always refute that claimant. And actually the fact is that their reformation and their improvement is not, and righteousness is not to that level. They are taken as righteous people in the sight of Allah Almighty. They are the righteous people in the eyes of the people. So instead of getting the blessings, they are given the curse of Allah Almighty. And as a result of that, they are always suffering these worldly trials and difficulties. Allah Almighty, to these righteous people, they are never destroyed and they never go waste. Allah Almighty is always true to His promises and His commitments. Then he says that Hazrat Dawood says in Zabur that I was a child, I grew up, and after that I went into advanced age and became old. But I have never seen any righteous person ever begging for alms, nor I have seen his progeny going door to door seeking for small provision of life. He says that this is absolutely true and right, that Allah Almighty does not let His people go waste and destroyed. And Allah Almighty protects them from stretching their hands to worldly people. There are so many prophets and saintly people. Is there anybody who can say that they used to beg alms? Are their progenies, they suffered this trial, that they have been going door to door and they have been going door to door and from place to place asking for these worldly provisions? He says that my belief is that if a person is truly has belonged to Allah, then Allah Almighty takes care of his seven progenies and Allah Almighty protects them and always takes care of their needs. So, in order to become Allah and to have the quality of righteousness is the basic condition for all these blessings. And the effort to advance in taqwa, that should be from every mu'min, every believer, whosoever claims to be a believer. And along with taqwa, the second requirement is the total trust in Allah. So as the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, that the muttaqi, the righteous, and the mutawakkil, the one who depends upon Allah Almighty, by becoming that a mu'min, a believer, not only makes the arrangement for his own provision, but also makes the arrangement for the provision of his coming generations. Here this point should also be explained, that muttaqi, the progeny of the muttaqi, the righteous person, but if they go rebellious, then Allah Almighty's law comes into play. And the protection that He has given to those people, that is lifted away. So the progeny of the truly righteous person, because of prayers that he makes for his progeny, they also are such people who are themselves are following the path of righteousness, the progeny, their children. And as a result of that, in coming generations, the love of Allah Almighty and the blessings of Allah Almighty, they continue being transferred into them. So these words of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, they are not against the law of nature and nor against the fact that why the son of Hadrat Nuh got drowned. The son of Noah, the son of Hadrat Nuh, he did not try to take part from that righteousness. Rather, he rebelled, and that is why he met his bad end. But the progeny of a righteous and a pious man, If apart from setting up partners with Allah Almighty, if they show any other sort of weakness, or because of their ignorance in their worldly provision, or they're in business, if they suffer a setback, or there is a possibility of that, then Allah Almighty does not create that situation that he should suffer so much that he is really struggling in hunger. But God Almighty very quickly gives them the support and help. And if they are firmly rooted in righteousness, then if he himself is also rooted in righteousness, then he is able to see the examples of the blessings of Allah Almighty himself. And sometimes some people say that we offer the prayers and we perform other good deeds, and but our conditions, they are going worse to worse. Here this point should always be mentioned, which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned earlier on, that the muttaqi should be in the sight of Allah, not his own sight. And for that one has to really work very hard. Such people, they should be very much worried about that, and they should seek istighfar and do istighfar. Allah Almighty's promise can never be wrong. If there is any deficiency anywhere, then that deficiency is in us. In our efforts, there might be something deficient. Taqwa is the name of performing the good deeds, minutest of them also, and to take care of those things. So if such a situation is observed somewhere, where despite all the effort and hard work, apparently the conditions is going from worse to worse, then we should analyze our own self and see. For example, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that for a businessman regarding the business, he has mentioned this point, that in business, if there is a little bit of falsehood which is used, then he tells lie, then this thing takes him away from righteousness. And this is also against one's trust in Allah Almighty. So, from the blessings of Allah Almighty, in order to have the blessings of that, we have to scrutinize ourselves very minutely, that it may not be that in our statements there is some mixture of falsehood, if our intention may not be pious, and whatever we have done, whether it is fair and straight, and have we done it very in an upright way. College Sadeed is not only the matter of truth, but such a truth, such a truthfulness, which is understandable by everyone very clearly and openly. And then the right of worship is also there. In order to become muttaqi and righteous, one has to perform the worship as it is due. So that truly a righteous person is he who is discharging the rights towards which we owe towards Allah, and also the rights which we, obligation that we owe towards fellow beings. And for that purpose, as I said, we have to go minutely and analyze ourselves thoroughly. Some people, rather in this age, and a large number of people are such, who become rich through deception and through cheating. And apparently they are very affluent people. But in the sight of Allah, this wealth is like a fire for them. In this life as well, in this life, this wealth, they are actually burning in all types of fire, in the form of diseases or litigations or other, you know, problems and trials which come. And this very wealth becomes the source of their restlessness. And second is the fire in the hereafter. Allah Almighty gives warning about that. So this wealth that they have, is not something people should become envious of that. And we should be towards them, or a mu'min should look towards them with that eye. Rather, this is something which should be frightening, which is frightening for a mu'min, for a believer. When Allah Almighty mentions the provision regarding a mu'min, then it is a reference of that provision which is blessed. The real objective of a believer is the spiritual provision, which should take priority over every other thing. And as a result of that, in this life, one gets the satisfaction of heart, and after the death, also, when people go into the hereafter, which is the permanent abode, there Allah Almighty also makes the promise that they are going to have in paradise of peace and the pleasure of Allah Almighty. So the standards of a worldly person and the standards of a true believer, they are very much different, totally different from one another. The one who is seeking the pleasure of Allah Almighty, he doesn't run after the world. Rather, this worldly provision, he tries to make it a means of getting the pleasure of Allah Almighty and to please Allah Almighty. In the Holy Quran, Allah Almighty mentions that the provision given to the mu'min and a non-believer, and which are given the affluence. And regarding this subject, Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, زُيِّنَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا زُيِّنَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَاللَّهُ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That those people who have believed, for them the worldly life has been made very beautiful and attractive. And they mock at those people who are the believers. And those people who are really believers and have the piety, and on the Day of Judgment, they would be far above these people. And Allah Almighty gives the provision to whomsoever He likes without any reckoning. So this verse, while on one side particularly, it it mentions about the disbelievers regarding their considering of the wealth, everything, while it rejects that, at the same time, in a general way, it is depicting the picture of every worldly person, that the worldly man considers the believer, because of his wealth, he considers him to be a lowly person, worthless person. And actually, in state of intoxication of the worldly wealth, he transgresses against the believers. But these people should always remember that there is a day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment is there. And on that day, it will become apparent and very clear on that day that injustice and those who have been transgressing against these people and committing injustice, and those because of the governments and the powers and because of their people, whether these people are going to be victorious, or those modest believers, people are the victorious who, for the sake of Allah Almighty, who have been suffering all these oppressions. And here Allah Almighty has once again drawn our attention that وَالَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, that those people who really became righteous, only belief is not enough, but acquiring of taqwa is the real root of all the blessings of Allah. And it is very imperative to achieve that. And the believers should pay attention to this point. If taqwa is not there, righteousness is not there, then simply belief in Allah does not make a person very close to Allah Almighty. Today, when we have a look at the Islamic world in a general way, so we find that despite this promise of Allah Almighty, we find that in battles, the mu'mins will have an upper hand upon the disbelievers, non-believers. We see that a very poor condition of the mu'mins and very distressful condition of the mu'min believers is there. And that actually indicates that Allah Almighty says that I open up such ways for the true believers that which they cannot even imagine. And in this verse also Allah Almighty says that I give them my blessings without any reckoning, without any hisab. And the example of that limitless blessings which were given that we see in the earlier part of the Islamic history, when Allah Almighty, much greater than the sacrifices of the believers, they were blessed with Allah, blessings for Allah Almighty were given to them. And until the moment that they had some righteousness in them, then the awe and the strength of the Islamic governments was there. Today, we see that materially, maybe that some Muslim Islamic countries, they have the wealth of oil. They are very rich in that respect. But despite that, the Western powers, they have put the a clamp of financial restrictions upon them. And these poor countries, in order to give a support to their finance and their economical condition, either they don't have the intention or they don't have the resources. But anyway, the Muslims are not coming to the help of other Muslim brothers or Muslim states. If they have to help, they are not coming forth. And even if they have to help, so even if they have to help one another, they always look towards the Western countries first. There was a time when, despite their being weak, so far as the ammunition of the armies and other equipments and the wealth, they were weak in every respect. But still, the undestructible, the government of Iran, and they had they fought against other governments and subjugated them. So therefore, in order to stop these oppressions, that iman, that faith was useful, which was having some taqwa in them, and that was useful for them. But nowadays, the poor Islamic countries, they are always towards rich Western countries, and there are apparently there are some very wealthy countries, and they take their eyes away from their real master and Lord Allah Almighty, but they are looking towards the West. So this point indicates that they are lacking in taqwa. And this thing that those people who were made the leaders of the world, they have been subjugated now. And these are the chains of the slaveries are upon them, upon these Muslim states. They have been bound in those chains of slavery. And anyway, this is something Allah Almighty says that Inna Allah baligh umrihi, that Allah Almighty, He is going to complete His decision, whatever He takes. And this is the decision of Allah, which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran several times, that Allah and His messengers, they are going to be victorious at the end. The decree of the world is now linked with Islam. But how? The answer to that is that in the same way as the companions, they got the blessing from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they made the worldly wealth as their slave, and they always preferred the religion over the worldly things. And they always searched for the minute ways and the delicate ways of righteousness, and they followed that. And for the sake of Islam, they offered their themselves, their lives, their wealth, their property, everything. They were ready for that. And against the attacks of the opponents and the opposing forces, when they suffered that, Then under the divine instruction they migrated, and then Allah Almighty also opened for them the ways of the doors of the victories in such a way that which was for them it was difficult to count them all. This very poor condition of the Muslims in the beginning as it was, and when they were given without any reckoning, Allah Almighty has mentioned this condition in one verse of the Holy Quran. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةٌ إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. You say that, O my servants who are believers, you have the fear of Allah. For those people who are very beneficent and kind, they will have the blessing in this life and in the hereafter. The land of Allah is very vast. Allah Almighty is going to give them their reward abundantly. In those times when it was the beginning of Islam in Mecca, the situation in Mecca was very tight where the Muslims used to live. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even he, they did not desist from putting him the object of injustice, making him the object of injustice. And also they used to kill some his followers, men and women. So Allah Almighty is speaking to them that the first thing is that along with faith, the righteousness is a very, very fundamental condition. And then he says, those people who follow the path of righteousness, if by doing so, if you are trying to perform all the good deeds, then apart from the life after death, in this very life they are going to be blessed. And in order to avoid this injustice, they have to migrate. And this migration would make provisions for your expansion and for your betterment. And don't consider that this injustice which has been done against you, they will go waste and they will be forgotten. As against every injustice, Allah Almighty will give you such rewards which you cannot even imagine, beyond your imagination. And this is the reward of those who are very steadfast. And as I mentioned earlier on, that these were the people who were patient. Allah Almighty made them the ruler of a great part of the world. They were given the governments and power. Power was given to them. So it was the righteousness and the following of the commandments of Allah Almighty which made these very helpless and weak people. They were given the power of authority. Today, this is the unfortunate situation with the Muslims today, that despite they have got the power and the governments, they are in a way slave and subjugated. But Allah Almighty is always, his promises are true, and obviously it is like that. So he has shown us these examples. He showed all these examples to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he told him well before that the taqwa and righteousness and the fruits of steadfastness are not confined to a certain time. But as the Muslims in the first few centuries, in the earlier part of Islam, as they reaped the benefit of this righteousness, and after a dark period, the Mu'mins are going to, believers are going to get the same rewards later on. And this glad tiding was given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the victory of Islam would be through your devoted follower and his community. And this sort of conditions, which have been mentioned here, in the beginning, collectively, the condition of the Muslims, that the same sort of situation will come upon the Jamaat and the community of the Promised Messiah. And as in some areas the land was restricted for the followers of Islam and the doors of their expansion were opened, and similarly the community of the Promised Messiah, the the earth would be made very limited and tight for them, but later on the doors of their expansion were open, will open. So Allah Almighty gave the advice, rather a very strong admonition was given to them by way of making a will, that you in that age, you should not be among those people who would commit injustice against the followers of Masih Muhammadi. Rather, you should go and you convey my salam to him and help him. Today, every Ahmadi is a witness to the fact that in Pakistan, on the basis of the Jamaat, the land was made very tight and restricted for us, and restrictions of various types, they were imposed upon us. Then, at that time, Allah Almighty, today, in 195 countries, the Ahmadiyyat has spread. Always, you should remember that the progress of the members of the Jamaat is linked with the progress of the Jamaat. And with the restrictions upon the people, the progress of the community is not restricted. In the earlier period, with the martyrdom of some certain people, the doors of the victories were opened. And similarly, today the sacrifices of the Ahmadis is becoming the means of the further progress of Ahmadiyyat. There is no country of the world today where the message of Masih Muhammadi has not reached there. Or the people who are invoking blessing upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they are not there. In the world today, through MTA, the message is reaching everywhere in the world. And when the Durood is recited on MTA, that in those countries, whether somebody is there to recite the Durood or not, but in the air, through these transmission, the wording of Durood is spreading everywhere. And as I said, there are 195 countries of the world where the channel of MTA is being watched and listened. But there is this, you cannot have this guarantee that at one time no other channel of the world in all the continents, 195 countries, this channel is being watched. And this channel of the MTA is not only seen by Ahmadis but non-Ahmadis. Some watch it to find fault with it and some in order to gain knowledge. But anyway, this is definitely being watched. So the purpose of my saying is that the divinely appointed community, this is their distinction which Allah Almighty has mentioned, that when the earth is made restricted for them, then Allah Almighty opens them in other places and in a different way, and in different ways Allah Almighty makes the arrangement of their expansion and their progress. And with the community of the Masih Muhammadi, this treatment of Allah Almighty specially has done it, a special treatment did it, and it has to be there, because the last final victory of Islam, according to Allah's promise and the prophecies of the promised Messiah, of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it was destined to take place through the promised Messiah. May Allah enable us to understand this responsibility on individual level and following the path of righteousness in order to achieve this objective for which Hazrat Masih Maud has been sent. We have to always be, we should be striving for that, and we should be seeing the examples of unlimited blessings of Allah Almighty. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.